You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut geeks.
Hello, Walking Dead fans, fighters, walkers, and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Tommy Two Brains.
And together we are the Deep Fried Dead. Our weekly podcast, we're talking about TV shows, comics, food, geek news.
And stuff.
Hey guys, it's Matt Man here. We are recording our podcast. It's our special bonus episode.
Super special.
Walking Dead edition. What is today's date?
Today is October 23rd.
October 23rd.
It is 8:17 p.m.
And we also have Leviticus.
The one,
today.
The only.
What? Leviticus.
The magical.
The amazing.
Leviticus. And we are also recording from Leviticus's.
I know. It's
the
nice. Cave,
the Levitical cave.
The Levitical cave. We're having
the lap cave.
The
lap
cave.
The
lap
cave.
The
lap
cave.
That's my thing.
tacos.
Quick, senor, to the Batmobile.
We're having a little bit of a Walking Dead premiere party. So we're drinking some...
Drinks.
Drinking some drinks.
Some of those drinks.
Eat some foods.
And foods.
Have our women's in the next room.
Yep.
Waiting for
they're
us.
They're not allowed in here.
They're not it's allowed in here.
It might get a little too crazy. There's a gender reassignment over there before they can enter.
Gonna be trans. You gonna be trans or a
so
room band?
I decided to make
How dare you assume I'm a zombie?
So what we're doing today is we're talking about The Walking Dead. A little bit different. Leviticus is going to be our host today.
Ooh. I am taking over this podcast thing.
That's exactly what I'm doing. The Leviticus dead.
So I was the one who invited everybody over to the house for the new premiere of the new season that I'm really, really excited for. I'm also excited.
We've got
less than an hour before it starts. We might even go over since it's recorded.
If it gets really quiet, that's because we walked away because it started.
Yeah. It might just keep on recording.
Yeah,
right.
Just hear shouting in the background. What? It was them?
What the
hell?
They killed Rick? Gosh. You can't protect your skull, Rick!
They resurrected Andrea and then bashed her in the head!
And then they killed her again? Hate that bitch! Lori's back from the dead? What a fucking slut!
And we just jumped right in.
I hate that whore! Cheating on Rick or Shane?
I will
can't
say...
Can't protect your loins, Lori.
Baby don't come out of your loins. Comes out barely, then your son kills you and shoots you in the head.
It's quite a show.
I will say that a lot of people would agree with you that I am so glad that she's dead.
Both of them ladies?
Everything about her. Everything.
Do you think there's anybody now in this season, season six, that is as hated as Andrea or Lori were?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, do you think if... what was her name? Rick was starting to have...
Michonne?
Not Michonne.
The blonde girl.
Oh, her. Yeah, the
now,
mom.
Now, do you think... I think I had a feeling that if she continued on...
She would be hated.
She would have been one
I
of
agree.
The annoying
like,
ones.
She's obviously
like, Michonne's the only one that works in that relationship.
Yeah.
Like, the only works that's compatible with Rick.
How BA was that in season 5, how she and her kids died, though? Like, that whole scene was just amazing.
Oh, I know.
Flashback scene?
Yeah, that was great. That brings me to one of the topics that I have for tonight, and that's what are our favorite scenes?
Favorite scenes.
From season 1 till now. Like, what's most memorable moments from Walking Dead?
Yeah, I think for me, starting in a scene I was just talking about where the little boy... is making all that noise because he's scared.
Yeah.
And then the zombie starts eating his face.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that happening at all. The zombie
I didn't
starts
either.
Eating
his face. They did a good job with with all the effects on that.
And then Rick just pulls out his gun and shoots him, right? Isn't that what happened?
No.
He just gets eaten.
And they try to walk away. What happens, though,
is she gets grabbed.
She's holding on to Carl.
No.
And he takes out the hatchet.
And cuts
off
her
hand. What's happening is, like, she's holding on his hand, like, trying to get him to come.
Right.
And then they bite her.
And then she has
Carl. She's gripping Carl with a death grip while she's being eaten. So then
Rick just takes out the hatchet.
Cuts her off.
And then the
other son,
Ron,
like,
wants to kill Rick.
Because he's like, you ruined everything.
And then the show goes, sheek. Yeah.
It was so badass.
Prison
shit. He shoots and then shoots Carl's eye out.
Dude, it's...
You're going to shoot Carl's eye out!
Ron!
That was... Great
protect your
ass
sockets,
that was,
Carl.
That was great directing. That was great writing.
Because you're like sitting there like, don't let him go.
Well, no, you didn't think that was going to happen. And then I loved the flashbacks of, because I just actually recently watched that episode, and I loved the flashbacks. Rick was like picturing how he liked her. You know, he was starting to, you know, fall in love with her, and it was all flashbacks of her. And then he's like. He does the head turn, and he takes out his hatchet, and he just starts whacking on her arm. Because she was holding on to Carl.
Yeah,
and and that just shows that nobody's going to get in between him and Carl.
Yeah.
I think it also shows another thing. Like, he had this moment where he realized that he forgot what's going on. And then he realized, I was falling too, just like them. Like, the people in Zoxane have no idea.
That's true.
He's becoming just like them, unprepared. So then he had to hack it away.
Yeah.
And realize, get back to the real world.
Love the all the deaths in that last season. A lot
it was
of the
quite a bit.
Deaths.
It was good.
That famous guy who was in that first episode.
The famous man.
How he got his face eaten.
Yeah,
that was pretty awesome.
I forget what his name was.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
he's been in a lot of shows.
Rick's dead.
Yeah.
So, what's one of your favorite moments, Tom?
Of this last season, just all
together.
I always harken back to the part where I love Rick's like getting. He goes first, gets to Atlanta. He's going on the horse, then he starts running away from a horse. Turns corner. Oh crap! There's another horse. Tries to run away. Gets off the horse somehow. Loses his bag. He climbs into the tank, and they're all like surrounding the tank. And then all of a sudden, you hear on the radio,
Glenn.
"Hey, idiot!"
Yeah.
I always love that part.
Yeah, that's that was the start of a good relationship.
He's not dead. We don't know.
Yeah, who knows? One of my favorite is it season? It might have been the end of season. No. It was season four. That's when they're going to Terminus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was season four where everybody had been split up. It was the beginning of season four because the prison had been compromised.
Yeah.
Everybody got split up. And Rick, Carl, and Michonne were all together. And these guys came up. They were the group that Daryl was
with. Yeah.
And Rick, he goes crazy. He does his head turn.
Bites the guy's neck.
He bites the guy's neck.
What are you going to do? I bite his throat out.
Yeah.
That guy's trying to rape
that
Carl.
Was... Oh, I love
the other dude was, but this guy's like holding him back.
That part was just like... That was badass.
Moments where it's just like the darkest part of humanity. You're like, kill him!
Yeah.
Kill these evil men!
I liked the last season where I think they're really starting to kind of show, trying to get you to decide whether or not you think Rick's group is the bad group or not.
Yeah, because they're like, they almost kind of kill everything they touch.
Right, they're machines now.
Well, not necessarily. They have to have a reason. They have a reason.
Yeah.
Okay? And the reason is they're protecting their family.
Right.
And then I like that you brought that up because that's where they're bringing, Morgan into play.
Yeah.
Because Morgan is now... They're trying to mess with your heads. Because they're like, all life is precious. And they were just showing... But it's like, that doesn't work. I just watched the episode where him and Rick were trying to find Carol.
Carol!
He was like...
Like your cookies, Carol!
Sorry.
Look at the flowers, bitch!
But... Morgan was talking to Rick, and he's like, look, I let that wolf guy go. Remember, Morgan had that guy captured. I let him go, and he saved the...
What's-her-face.
The doctor.
But if he would have killed him, she wouldn't have even been in that situation, because
he
kidnapped
her. And she wouldn't have saved Carl's life.
Yeah.
And she would... Who knows? But who knows if that would have happened,
So if he didn't kidnap her, they wouldn't have brought her
right,
there.
Right, but he's saying that the reason why he's... him saving the wolf guy is the reason why Carl's alive.
Right.
Which, it's like, you can't really say that because it could have gone either way. Saved,
yeah.
How sweet was it when the doctor lady died, though, and she got the arrow through the head?
Oh, gosh. She's going all real life. She's like, you gotta take life by the ball, and pink! And it's like, and then you...
So what do you think's gonna happen to What's-Her-Face? High Fiver.
Just fist bump.
Oh, fist bump. That's right. Fist bump.
What are we talking
about?
Tara. She's always like fist bump.
Fist bump. That's her thing.
Fist bump. Okay. What? Wasn't she a retired or a cop?
I think she said that, but I still don't know.
She was going to be a cop. She was going to be a cop.
She had no disability.
Because I was going to say she's lying.
I thought she was lying though. Like that she was like trying to intimidate the governor.
Maybe, yeah, probably.
I love that making him up.
Yeah.
He loved to hate him. That's just a guy you love to hate. Anyway, so I think she's going to either completely break down. No, I don't know. No, maybe not. No, she's not going to do that, but she's going to be a little bit on the war path with these saviors.
She's with Dr. Dre right now, right?
Yeah.
She's with Dr. Dre out scouting. They're like, we're straight from Alexandria. And they're out scouting.
Straight
out
of Alexandria.
NWA!
So the S.
I was one really bad.
You've already said the F bomb.
That's why I didn't say it.
So season 6 was really, really good.
Yes.
Season
a lot of
six,
stuff I didn't expect to happen.
What was all right?
Well, wait,
do we
this,
have a favorite
this,
scene
no,
from season
what,
6?
That was this last
or season 5.
Season 5. This is
season
6 we're going into.
No, that's just finished season 6. This season 7 starts today.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
You're right. Yeah, that was
shows
season 6
we know.
Is going into season 7.
We'll call it
it's
fans
confusing
we are
because there's so many seasons.
So
it's a long running show.
I'm trying to think of really my favorite scene of season 6 was I think this was it's the same season. It was the first half of the season, and it's where they were having the meeting about kicking Rick out of the town.
Oh yeah, the secret meeting.
And it's at that time of the meeting where he's trying to fight a zombie, and he like takes the gun.
Oh yeah, that was the end of season
5.
Was it in season 5?
Oh, I thought it was the beginning of season 6.
Yeah.
Anyways, one of my other favorite parts.
And
he burrows it in. And then the ending where she says, do it, Rick, and she just...
Yeah,
do.
That's pretty awesome.
Do it. What's her name?
Diana.
No, but what do we think she looks like?
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner.
That was a cool scene in season 6 is when she went ape, when she got bit, and then at the end...
Oh, in her final moments?
Last
dude, she was like,
shooting
like a boss. Headshot down the hallway.
That was pretty cool. One of my favorite scenes from season 6, I think, was when the wolves attacked and Carol went all like
undercover,
crazy
like
undercover,
this,
put the thing on,
the
did the W,
head.
Was going around killing everybody. I thought that was pretty sweet.
My favorite part is when something I can't remember exactly what happened, but basically Rick's like, we gotta do this now, we gotta click. Oh, right. Carl got shot in the eye, so he takes him to the doctor, and Rick just goes and starts slaying zombies.
They, yeah.
And
yeah.
then they
all
team
zombies.
Up, and they clear out all the
that
zombies.
That was badass.
I was
love
like,
that scene, because they, at the end of it, they all show everybody, like, slashing, so it's like,
shine in the dark, like the black screen.
That was really cool.
That was really cool. And then you, like, realize, like, now they're actually ready to face the world that's come.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was a really good scene. Anybody else got any other favorite scenes that they can think of?
There's a scene that I didn't see coming. So when the saviors kind of team up and they shoot her in the head with the arrow, and they kind of pin him on the ground, and then they're like, they pull Eugene out, and he's like, we got our friend over there in the barrels, he's gonna shoot you, you better go take him out. And then Eugene runs over, like leans over, bites the dude in the dick.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That was pretty crazy.
That was crazy.
Oh, Eugene.
Eugene will do whatever it takes to survive.
I think, so, something that'll be a good segue is, you can't really talk about season 6 without talking about the last episode and how they're just being led to the slaughter through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And how, as a fan and watching, you're getting more and more tense every time they...
More people
barricade.
On the next roadblock.
Yeah, more people. Or they build the chain of walkers with Michonne's
hair.
And...
That was really good. Right.
It's a very tense episode.
Yeah.
And then that end scene with Negan and how it's literally 15 minutes of him just screwing with their heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Rick's like, enough! Yeah. Enough!
Yeah.
And it was, and Rick just shaking and the sweat's coming off of him.
He was scared.
Yeah.
And that's the first time we've seen Rick.
I
thought it
was Glenn that was like, no, because you're going to kill Maggie and
Rick,
Glenn freaks
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Yeah. But then Rick started to get pissed once Negan started messing with Carl. And he was like, it's enough, or something like that. And then Negan got mad again. And then once he started messing with Maggie, Glenn jumped out, and then Negan got even more
no
mad.
More of that, or you're going to be the next one, or something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
So another favorite scene that I had was the Terminus scene where they get captured.
Oh, the beginning
and,
of season 5
and, yeah,
or 6?
Beginning,
yeah, 5.
They're pretty much slaughterhouse.
Oh,
yeah.
Literally
and
a human slaughterhouse.
With the bat on the back of the head and then slitting their throats.
Oh my gosh.
And
when
the
I saw
favorite
that, I
part,
like,
my favorite part
like,
is Rick, is he's calm. Rick's completely calm through that.
He's sort of calm, but he's sort of like he saw
yeah,
the guy that he left behind in that one scene.
Right.
That freaked him out a
yeah.
little
bit. But
and he
was calm enough to say, because he asked him, what do you got in that bag that you buried before you got here? And he's just like got a machete with a red handle and like a bunch of other guns.
And I'm
going
to use it to kill you.
And then he says, and I'm going to use it to kill you.
Yeah.
And guess what?
That
sound B did it.
Yep. The tainted meat scene was
tainted
pretty
meat.
Good.
Oh,
if
Bob.
You read the comics.
Bob, tainted meat!
Tainted meat was really good. Everybody was hoping that he would have said that. Because he says it in the comics. It was the same thing at the beginning of this, or the end of season 4, is when they just get in the train car, right?
Okay.
That's
yeah.
the end of
yeah.
season 4. Is in the comics, Rick says they don't know who they're fucking with.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Everybody was hoping that he would have said something to align that, but they couldn't really say it on
no,
the
No, that they can't say.
So
on
he
AMC.
Said, you know, they don't know who they're
fucking with. Well, I guess Negan is a big, big potty mouth. And in the comic, like, every other word he says is an F-bomb. It's the people were trying to wonder how they were going to convey that. And I guess they're just going to... Because I read a little bit of that scene where he's got everybody on their knees, and literally it's every other word.
Now, did
F
you read up to
that.
The point of... Well, I mean, the comics are different. They're not going to kill the
right.
same person in the comic.
No.
Maybe.
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 Sometimes they have, sometimes they haven't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at Glenn.
Yeah.
Wink.
So here's my issue.
Okay.
Negan?
Yeah.
Is a hipster.
Straight up.
100%.
Straight
like, you
out
see
of Cali.
Him, he comes out, he's got the cool bat wrapped in the barbed wire.
The
he's got the
jeans.
Retro jacket on. He's got skinny jeans and a
scarf.
Like, I just picture him
Meat
like
cut trim beard.
Hanging out with hipster zombies. And like, he's got all the zombies dressed up in like hipster pants.
He's got their mouths and their hands cut off. That way he can like traverse with
yeah,
them.
Just
and,
like
and the
wax
zombies
their
are like,
mustaches.
I only eat artisanal brains. I only eat craft beer brains.
Are these brains organic?
Okay, what's the chances?
Gluten-free brains.
What's the chances? He pulls out a craft beer somewhere in this season.
Hey, y'all, this is a double oak aged barrel whiskey.
Yeah.
Maybe you have
Belgian
heard of it.
Style.
You probably never heard of it.
You probably never heard of this because I've been drinking it before and the zombies were around
yes.
before it was cool.
Actually, it's made out of zombie brains.
You motherfuckers would know, so. And so, and before he lets all the zombies off on the group,
yeah.
he dresses everybody up in hipster clothes. Because the zombies only eat hipster humans.
Ah, oh, that's yes. what it is.
So then Rick puts on the skinny jeans, and he's got the ascot on.
A vest.
Oh my god.
A flannel shirt.
Pumpkin spice brains.
That's how this season ends. It's just Negan just like having a herd of zombies that are all hipsters. And says out, go be free.
But I picture like hipster zombies being the most uptight. Like they'll just walk up to someone and like, and they change their mind. They walk away. They can do like they look them up and down. They pull out their phone real quick, click, click, click. Walk away.
That's so
quick
funny.
Selfie.
So, they only drink blood of humans if it's in, like, a Starbucks cup. Or a coffee mug.
Dead Bucks cup.
Dead Bucks.
Quick, hashtag Dead Bucks brains.
So, I'm going to get into what I think is going to happen in this next episode.
Here we go. Season one, what
okay.
do we think?
So
season we're starting over. It's a reboot, right?
Everybody yeah, lost their minds, right? And so now it's been 6 months.
Yep.
Yes.
And now it's here, finally.
Yep.
So, do we think we find out in this episode?
No. I have a feeling. Okay, here's what they're going to do. I think that they're going to still keep the suspense and not tell us right away. I'd be really surprised if they do. I think they're going to show us towards the end of the episode, not the very
yeah.
ending. I think that would be really crappy if they showed it at the end or not told us at all.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are saying that they think that we're not going to know this episode, and I think that's a really stupid move on their part because we've been waiting forever with the suspense
right.
of who died, and that's all they've been building up. All the commercials,
yeah.
everything they've been
building
they even have
that.
One on Daryl,
yeah,
like
yeah.
trying to make people think that Daryl's the one that's going
right.
to die. And who knows? I don't think it is, especially if they're coming out with those commercials.
Yeah,
but so I think that they're either going to do it right away, and we're going to get into where we're going to go from there, or it's going to be flashbacks. So we're going to
yeah.
flashback. It might deal with Morgan and the new settlement that
yeah.
they
yeah.
found.
That's why I'm betting it's going to start off in
the
Alexandria and then like where they're going from
yep.
there, and then they go back to Negan.
Yeah.
We might not see Negan in the group till 15 minutes before the episode stops.
Yeah.
Is this an hour long or is it an hour and a half?
I think it's longer than an hour.
It's
a long one.
Well, I know Talking Dead's longer too.
Yeah.
It might be longer. I don't know. But yeah, I don't think they're going to do it right away. They're going to build up some type of suspense. Have you guys watched the new trailer leading up to this?
The clip?
I watched the clip.
You didn't
Tom
watch
didn't
the clip?
Watch it.
Tom didn't want to watch
it.
Tommy Two Stars didn't want to watch the clip.
Okay.
I watched it, though. So, my theory for how the episode rolls is basically it starts off in the kingdom, and then later on it goes back to the group. We see who dies. We see the clip. And then Negan goes in, and Rick tries to rebel, or somebody tries to rebel. Negan kills another person, and then they continue to try to rebel. And then I think we end the episode on the same cliffhanger again. He's got everybody kneel down again, and he kills somebody else.
Mm.
But then we don't see who he kills again.
Wow, that'd be
so nice. Overall, we'd lose three people in this episode.
They said a lot of people are going to die.
I heard they already said there's more than one confirmed death in this episode.
But they... Right, confirmed death. But that
doesn't
mean
right.
anything.
Doesn't mean anything.
It could be anybody.
It could be on Negan's
different.
Side. It could be on Rick's side.
I hope that Trevor from Grand Theft Auto V...
Oh, I love him.
That's like, he's the
yeah,
main
he's
guy.
The, yeah, he's
he
the character.
He just comes in and he just starts doing a bunch of meth and he kills everybody because he thinks they're fake.
That would be funny. That would be funny.
And then Rick
it's so funny because, like, especially if you've played GTA, the new GTA 5, all his mannerisms are the same.
Which guy
oh, yeah.
is it?
He's the...
It's,
remember when they first pull up to the thing, he's the guy who's
they
doing
first
a lot of
get
talking.
To the first
the
roadblock.
The redneck-y kind
yeah.
of guy.
Yeah.
That's
he's
the guy. He does
the
voice of Trevor and
he does the voice
facial.
And...
Do you know his name in Walking Dead?
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
Yeah,
look it up.
Alright, so that's our theories of what happens in the episode. Do you guys have a theory of who dies in the episode?
Who of the Rick's crew
like,
dies?
Which Rick's crew? Everybody's
so,
got their own theories.
Okay, I was really starting to think Daryl, but after the trailers I've been seeing, the little clips, I don't know why they would do that, because I haven't really noticed them doing it with other characters.
Yeah,
they might
sure.
have. They might have been doing it with other characters. You know how they do that.
Yeah.
They, like, come up with multiple to build up. So they might have. But I don't know. Because if you watch the clip, it kind of hints at something of a right-hand
yeah.
man. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't want to give too much away. I know Tom Tom didn't want to watch the clips.
But do you?
It just says
who do you think is
that? I almost want to say Daryl because
Daryl?
The blanket was on the floor.
Is that your final answer?
I'm
really just feel better right now. Is that your
final I'm probably wrong, but yeah, I'm going to go with
Daryl.
I'm going to go with Daryl.
His name is, it just says Savior. Don't give him a name.
What?
And if a second person dies, who do you think it is?
If a second person dies, I'm going to go with Glenn.
Glenn?
Okay. I'm going to go with Glenn. All right. I don't want him to die. I like Glenn, but with how much he survived. I mean, okay, so he got buried with the guy with all the zombies and survived that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then he got cornered at home. He got cornered by all the zombies, and then
Abraham and Sasha
saved him. Like, he right. was going to die right
he
there.
Was. He was.
And it's like, I can't picture him moving. And he's, spoilers, he's already dead in the comics.
Oh, yeah, he's not alive anymore. No, Negan kills him.
He dies in this episode of the comics.
Like the
Glenn is the one who gets his head bashed in the comics.
Okay.
By
well,
Negan, yeah.
So, Tommy Two Stars, who do you think?
Thomas Wayne.
Oh, yeah? So the Flashpoint Paradox?
Yep. Well, because, you know, Jeffrey Dean Morgan plays Thomas Wayne.
If Negan dies, he's introduced, and then Negan just dies.
Yep. Barry Allen shows up, screws up the whole
time. Do you have a theory?
I'm betting it's either Sasha, Eugene, or Abraham.
Okay.
I think those three people prove that they've got more worth, and that's why it's going to make it more crushing.
Because this last season... I don't know if Eugene's going to be...
Eugene is standing up. We never see Eugene kneeling.
He kneels.
I watched it today. You never see him kneeling. You see him standing up against the tree, and then when he's going along everybody, you see his face, but they never show him kneeling.
That's interesting.
Yeah. He's standing up against the tree.
I don't mind watching it again, just to be sure. Yeah. There's been several times when you and I have gotten into the arguments, and I was right.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt, who do you think dies?
I'm betting it's...
Just one person.
One person? Abraham.
Abraham.
Okay. What about you, Matt?
Abraham. I think it's Abraham.
Okay, and then pick someone else. Sorry, I can't do it. Sorry, Abraham.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt, Abraham, but my theory is three people. Ooh. So I think it's definitely Abraham. And then I think once Negan gets pissed... He kills either Glenn or Maggie. Or both.
And the other one freaks out and he kills the other one.
Yep.
Type scenario.
Yeah.
And what then because what's wrong with Maggie? You think she's losing the baby?
Yeah. I mean,
she's definitely having, like, maybe...
Do you think the baby's a zombie and is eating it from the inside? Rip the baby!
It didn't work for her once, for a little ass kick.
I mean...
She still came out fine.
Right.
Right, but she wasn't dead. So it's like the baby, what if the baby dies in the womb? However many months the baby is, what if the baby... So say the baby's 9 months.
It's
okay,
5 months,
ready
that's
to
what she said.
Pop out of that, you know what.
Rip the baby!
Rip the baby! So that baby's angry. It's dead and it's angry. It's going to come out either way through the stomach.
Or... Rip the mama!
Rip the mama! Rip the mama! Rip the mama!
Yeah, do you think that could be possible? A baby zombie?
I would assume so, but it's got no teeth. It's got fingernails.
Actually, that's true. I didn't think of that. That is true. I didn't think of that.
I mean, I guess...
Maybe the baby died, and the baby bit her from the inside, or scratched her from the inside, and she's infected, so she'd become...
Well, hold on.
She's already infected. We found that out in season two.
We have not seen a scratch scene. Nobody's been scratched.
It's not that zombie theory that it's not scratches, only bites?
It's only bites, as far as I know. Nobody's been scratched in a scratch.
Because that makes sense. Because at that point, she would have...
There's other movies that don't think
Dawn
in
Walking
Dead.
Dead. I think it's a scratch or bite.
Right. So, what is that one? 90 Days Later, 30 Days Later?
28 Weeks Later.
Yeah, that movie, it's like if the blood like touches your blood, you're...
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. So,
like hepatitis.
So by the time that this is out and people listen to it, we're going to know.
We already know.
Everybody's going to know.
Yeah,
everybody's going to be like, Batman's right as usual.
Yeah.
That's such a lie. Jesus fucking T-Stars is right.
But if anything, I said the same thing you did, so I'm right. And you're right.
If you guys have a different opinion... Or you want to share your thoughts about Walking Dead, or share your thoughts of your favorite episodes or whatever. You can share those things on what's one forum they can share it on, Leviticus.
They can share it on Facebook.
Facebook, right?
Facebook.
At Deep Fried Geeks.
That's Twitter.
Okay, Deep Fried Geeks on Facebook. How about you, Tommy? What's another one?
Twitter.
Twitter. At Deep Fried Geeks.
Tweet, tweet.
You
tweet,
can always
tweet,
share
tweet.
Us a picture of a dead Abraham corpse or a hipster Negan picture drinking coffee. And then tell us what you thought at Deep Fried Geeks on Instagram. And then you can always email us, too, if you want to write a big paragraph or a story or fan fiction story about Negan being a hipster.
His whole backstory. Share that before the apocalypse. The podcast.
So that's what's that email address, Tom?
Mattman.blog@gmail.com.
Yes. And then also you can always leave us a review on iTunes, which we would appreciate, and you could talk about
you
how
can, you should.
You
do it anyway.
So you should.
Do it.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys.
Anything else?
You ready to go watch some zombies?
I am ready. We've got about almost 10 minutes left. A little over 10 minutes.
Okay.
I want to watch that part again because it's probably getting to that part,
we
too,
can,
on the
No, we can watch it
AMC.
Before we go out.
Because I want to see
we
if
watch
they
it
kneel,
on here.
Okay.
Kneel Eugene down. I'm pretty sure he
And then crack. We'll come back and maybe for 5 minutes after we watch it.
Give
and
just a quick,
we'll just say, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's it.
A reaction.
Oh, my gosh. Keep going, right. Keep
going. So we're going to go get our zombies on.
We got to prepare for this. Let's do this.
I'm going to need another beer, too.
Yes, sir.
Another drink.
All right, let's go. We'll be back.
Bye-bye.
Keep calling. Bye. Hang on.
Yeah, keep calling. Keep calling. Zombie on. Babies and hipsters.
Martis and hombres.
Tacos.
Mexican taco brains.
And we're back from watching the season premiere of Walking Dead. I think we're all a little shell-shocked.
Right Son now. Of a bitch!
That was some pretty dark and a pretty dark and gory hour of television.
It's one thing when you're like bashing, you know, zombies in the head. It's like, oh, you kind of get inert to it. But when they're like people
humans.
That you've fallen in love with.
Over 6 years?
Over 6 years.
Yeah.
It cuts you deep.
My eyes hurt.
Your eyes hurt. My head hurts.
I have a headache. Yeah, head hurts.
It was pretty hardcore. I was crying a little bit.
We rewatched it. I was just like holding back.
Yes. Well, Weezer came a little late, so we rewatched the death scenes over again. It was a little much watching it.
The second time
it was like even worse.
The second time was a little bit crazy.
Like, yeah, that was pretty hardcore.
You know it's coming.
Yep.
So, let us know what you thought of it. I can't really talk too much more about it because
no.
I need to process and go grieve and cry myself to sleep.
Where do we go from here,
Hipster
folks?
Negan has,
Hipster
has
Negan.
Won the day. So
he is now the official guy that you love to hate.
Right?
Yeah.
Let us know what you think on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Keep calm and...
don't die
Don't
with
die.
Your head bashed in.
Yeah. And the eyes bulging out.
Just
and geek out.
Geek out.